Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Wednesday, May the 12th, 2021, 16 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time, and we are coming to you live from the studio with the broken atomic clock. A matter of fact, I think at this point, we might just hang a sign out here in the studio, home of the broken atomic clock, because it's become one of these things now, kind of like having old fruitcake in the refrigerator, which that's gone, or having old eggnog in the refrigerator, that's gone. Now we have the broken atomic clock, which does not work properly at all. Right now, reading 3:56 a.m. on January 20th, 2018. Now, here's what I don't understand. When it sets itself correctly, which it has done, which it did last week, it will stay in the correct year. But when it sets itself incorrectly, it stays there. It doesn't stay in the correct year. The correct year, it'll stay for a few days, and then it'll go off to 2018, 3 years ago. But when it gets stuck on the wrong year, 2018, then it stays there. Does anybody have any explanation for this at all? I mean, I would be fine if it stopped working in the correct year. You know, it set itself and then it stopped working. That would be fine. We would all be hunky-dory. But why it goes to a completely different hour, completely different minutes, completely different year, month, day, all of that, I have no idea. It is the strangest thing in the world. If anybody has any ideas, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Now, here we are in the studio on a Wednesday. Now, we have a giveaway coming up today, and yes, we do have the giveaway. Now, there's been a lot of conjecture about this giveaway, to be honest, because I have three items that, to my knowledge, you cannot buy in Marion, Ohio. So, I thought we will do three separate contests, and we will give away these three items. Now, on Monday, I asked everybody how we should do these contests, and we got a whole multitude of answers. But what we have decided on is one day we will do 20 trivia questions, which we did yesterday. Country music, got them all answered. And a matter of fact, had time left after we got them all answered. And then we will draw a winner out of those 20 contestants. And you will get the prize. Now, I'm going to choose the prize. I thought about letting people pick. But here's the problem. Much like when we were doing food giveaways, when you let people pick, you know what item's going to go. You just know. So if you tell people what the three items are, you know the first item's going to go. Sometimes because it's bigger, sometimes because it has to deal with food. It's just that way. But you do have the choice to refuse. So if I draw your name out today for the item that I have set aside, you perfectly well can say, I don't want that, and let us know, and we'll draw another name. But the item we have today, I think, is one of the coolest items. A matter of fact, I would have liked to have kept this item because I have never seen one of these in action. So I'll tell you what the item is and do the drawing at the top of the 9 o'clock hour this morning. So in about an hour, we'll do the drawing. So everybody can get around their radios. Everybody everybody who sleeps late, and in an hour, we'll do the drawing. Now, I also have some good news. As many of you know, 7 days ago, a week ago today, Cinco de Mayo, Pat Carroll, legendary actress, Emmy Award winner, Grammy Award winner, and voice of Ursula in Disney's The Little Mermaid, turned 94 years old. And we have been trying to get her on ever since. Now, here has been the problem. She has been very busy, and we have been playing phone tag like crazy to get her on. Well, I have good faith this morning at about 9:30 that we finally will get Pat Carroll, because I finally spoke to her again yesterday, and the at 94, she has a lady who lives with her just to make sure everything's okay. I spoke to her as well, and she's also aware now that we're doing this call-in at 9:30 this morning, which we have been doing for many years. Every year we call Pat at Thanksgiving, we call her at Christmas, and we call her around her birthday. So we'll do that here this morning at 9:30. And like I say, I'm not guaranteeing it's going to happen because we've had so much trouble with it in the last week. But I do have better faith this morning that it's going to happen because the lady who lives with her, kind of her secretary, is aware of it. And I think we'll have Pat up and ready this morning to answer the telephone. So we will check in with our good pal, Pat Carroll. And I've heard from so many people who just like to hear Pat because of her upbeat voice and her upbeat attitude. And she's just that way. She's that way off the air, too, by the way. When you talk to her off the air, she's that same person. Kind, smart, full of energy. Same person on the air that she is off the air. Or same person off the air as she is on the air, whichever way you'd like to say that. So telephone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. Now, coming in this morning, there is quite a mess over here on, it's Delaware Avenue now. They're doing some work kind of on Main Street, you know, where Delaware Avenue turns into Main Street, or you can stay on Center Street. A lot of work going on over there in that area. Now, I think it has to do with Aqua, because it seems like a few weeks ago that I read something in regard to Aqua was going to be doing some work over there. So I think Aqua is doing some water main replacing over in that area, but it's starting to work its way toward Delaware Avenue. And so this morning, I've kind of been seeing it at a distance. It's been just beyond the street that I turned down in the morning. But now it's starting to come down Delaware Avenue. Now, I don't know, I can't remember from the press release how far it is going to come down Delaware Avenue. But it's definitely past the street now that I turned down in the morning. But the construction workers, or the people, if they are from Aqua, are doing a great job of keeping a lane of traffic open so you can get through to the street that you need to get through. Or if you need to go down Main Street or State Street to get to your home, I guess would be the idea. I don't know what it looks like from the other end. Now, State Street's one way, so you can't come upstate the other way. But if you're trying to come south on Main Street, I don't know what it looks like over there. That could be a little messy. Has anybody noticed all this work that's being done down here at the end of Delaware Avenue as you head toward State Street and Main Street? And does anybody know the opposite, what it looks like on the opposite end? I haven't been on the opposite end of Main Street to see exactly what the construction looks like down there. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'll talk about that this morning, among many other things. I'll tell you something funny that happened this morning. I stopped off this morning to get my drink, as I normally do on, every day of the week. And the line moved very fast this morning. Everything was okay. And as everybody knows now, at McDonald's East, between 7 and 8 o'clock on Wednesday morning, it is truck day. So as everybody knows, on truck day, the semi pulls in and blocks the inside lane to the drive-thru. So you know on Wednesday, you're going to have a little bit of a wait because you've only got one lane. But here's what I've come to realize over time. I think the one lane actually makes things go by faster. Because when you only have one lane, you know exactly how long you're going to be waiting. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scotto.
Good morning.
I have two things that doesn't have anything to do with the water, but that's in the hood, you know. That is the water company.
Is that? Yeah, I thought that I read a press release about that.
Yeah. Number one, I want to thank Adam.
Oh, Adam.
I teased the britches off of him Monday, if you recall.
Right.
About riding his bike.
Backpedaling.
But he came to the rescue yesterday during his show because I was having problems with my Zoom picture on my computer, and I was like maybe 45 minutes away from a meeting, and I called and I asked his advice, and he was spot on. I got my picture back on, and I just think it's cool that you can get advice like that, quick advice like that from our computer man.
He is the computer guy.
He sure is.
Yes.
And also, would you believe when I was at Goodwill Monday, they had an atomic clock out there?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you buy it for us?
I don't want to pay $8.99. And I've heard they're not very dependable.
Yeah, I've heard there's some problems with atomic clocks. You know, what I can't figure out, though, because it dawned on me this morning, is, you know what, it may be that the battery is bad, although I don't think that's true, because I've seen the battery go out in this before, and when it does, it starts to get dim. And it's not dim at all. But what I can't figure out is let's say it is losing connection or whatever. Why doesn't it just stay then on the correct time? Why does it reset everything? The year, the day, the month, the time. It has to be getting something from somewhere to reset, because I don't get that.
Yeah. Or it wouldn't keep doing it. I know when my little weather clock goes out, it'll just stay on one spot, like it may be 40 degrees, the battery's bad, and then when it gets up to 70, it still says 40. So we always know that that's when it needs to be replaced. But this seems to move around.
Yeah, and the temperature gauge on it works fine. It goes up and down every day. And even, I mean, the clock moves to the second, and the date changes every day. And like right now, here we are again. I'm looking at it. That little thing up in the corner that shows that it is picking up a signal is doing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. Sometimes it changes, sometimes it doesn't. Now, this week, it has not. For whatever reason, I don't know.
Well, I just thought, I could have bought it as a backup. And
well, you know, I'm going to have to hang. We have a hanging clock on the wall, but it's kind of to my back. So I'm going to have to, I guess, put it somewhere in my eyesight, maybe over the door or something.
Right. Because you need a clock.
I do. I have to know when we're coming up on these breaks, because a lot of times my computer screen will go dark because I haven't wiggled the mouse in a while. So I don't know where I am time-wise.
But it's a good thing you know what you're doing.
Well, some days. Someday. But, you know, I'm so glad to hear, though, that happened yesterday on Adam's show, because, you know, we like to have a lot of fun here, and we like to do giveaways, and we like to do all that sort of thing. But we really, really, really do, at the heart of this station, want to provide information. You know,
I'm just surprised more people don't take advantage of that. Of course, maybe they don't have simple computer problems.
Well, you know what I have figured, and I know people hate when I say this, and maybe it's just because this year we've had so much trouble with, government organizations and the tower and moving studios and all that, but I think a lot of people do listen to us on electronic devices. Mm-hmm. And I think they do it at work. And I don't think people have radios to the great degree that they used to.
Right.
And I think that group of people that are listening on electronic devices, if they miss one of our live shows, they don't care so much about appointments. You know, they don't have to be there at 2 o'clock. They can go to the website and listen to the repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're at work, you know, a lot of times you can't walk away from your job to make a phone call, but you still might have your electronic device in your ear.
Right.
So, you know, that's why I've always felt, you know, God forbid if anything happened to the signal, we'll go on the same way. But I think that, I really do think it's a sign of the times, because even 7 years ago when we started, 7 years on June the 10th, people used to ask me where we were on the dial. I could not tell you the last time somebody asked me that. You know what they ask? They'll say, where can I find you? And I'll say 107.1 FM. And they'll go, yeah, but are you on the net?
It's just a difference, isn't it?
It is.
It's not going to go back.
No. And they are really into these apps. You know, when we started 7 years ago, really the app thing had not come in big.
Uh-huh.
It was not, you know, people didn't have weather apps and messaging apps and all this. Well, now you look at anybody's phone, they've got an app for everything.
Right.
So,
right.
You know,
I was just so thankful. I mean, it could, and I went to my computer real quickly and did what he suggested. He and Zach was on there giving advice too, I guess. And by golly, I got it straightened out, went back and told him thank you. And this was so thankful, you know.
Oh, the weather guy was on with him yesterday.
Well, I think he was following him on Facebook.
Oh, okay. See, I missed the show yesterday. I wish I would have heard this now.
Yeah, he was following him on isn't it on Thursday?
Tuesday, isn't it?
No, I mean, doesn't it re...
Yes, we'll replay tomorrow on Thursday at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
But, you know, it's an interesting world, though, because I do, you know, I did not realize, you know, we have Heloise on once a month,
mm-hmm.
and I got an email not too long ago from somebody who's never called in. I mean, and you really can't call in when we have Heloise on the line, but
right.
who took her information about how to save a pumpkin, you know, hairspray, and
uh-huh.
also took her information about how to get a stain out of a carpet, rub counterclockwise, and say they do that all the time now, and it works, and they'll never
uh-huh.
forget it. So, you know, I think sometimes even when we don't hear back, people get the information, which is great.
Well, I was like Sarah. I'm being Sarah today because Miss Sarah thanked about her lawnmower, and I just think it's, you know, it's a cool idea to make sure that, and others hear that, maybe I ought to listen a little closer if I have any problems. It all depends on how big your problem is, I guess, but I thought I've got to get this straightened out. I look like a goofy grape on my Zoom picture.
So what was the issue with the Zoom that you were having?
Design review. They're going to put a very nice big sign up on the market. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Doesn't the market already have a sign down there?
On the side of it, on the east side, it's going to be a great big sign as you're coming down Center Street there.
Now, do they pay for that, or the business pays for that, right?
I think that's all part of the business, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. You know, one of the things we're trying to do here before June the 10th, which is our anniversary at the new studio, is, as I said to Adam, because we really don't want to be open to the public yet because we're doing a lot of renovation here, but if we mm-hmm. can get the kitchen painted and the bathroom painted and get the sign up, because where we are now, we can put up a sign where we've never been able to do that before.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get those three things done in the next, I guess, 20-something days. If we can get that done, then on June the 10th, we'll have a nice, maybe like a hot dog grill out or something, since we're on private property now, and we have a little bit of a porch here, so we could do it. So I hope we're able to get those three things done by June the 10th.
Now, do you have, where do people park when they pull in there? Into a drive?
Well, the nice thing is, I mean, we do have a drive, but you're not going to fit a whole lot of cars in it, but there is side of the street parking here.
There is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which is very nice. Okay. Thank goodness.
Okay. I didn't realize it. Okay.
Yeah, now, is there side of the street parking down where you are?
Well, I live off of Walnut.
Oh, well, I know.
I don't live on Prospect, yeah.
Right. I know there is a spot on South Prospect, and I think it's just beyond this turnstile, where you can't park on the side of the street.
Oh, okay, because being so close to the curve there, I just didn't know if you could. I guess I never paid that much attention, but boy, when the school was down there, Prospect was very active in that particular area.
Well, you know, they still get a lot of semis, and I don't understand why there are so many semis on South Prospect.
Well, they're going out to the highway.
Well, yeah, but I would think they would use the their GPSs, which I'm sure they're all using now, would route them another way.
Well, believe you me, we hear, and you don't want them to jake brake down there by the curve because that's noisy too, and they're pretty good about not doing that, but there's a lot of trucks on it. Once in a while, I look out my window over here, and you'll see one of those great big extra long trucks with a truck in front and a truck in back, escorting them.
But, you know, it worries me because once you get past where we are on South Prospect, there are a lot of family homes there, and you always see a mm-hmm. lot of kids, and the yards are not far from the street, and people fly down that street.
Yeah, I know.
So that worry, I wish it was more, you know, you don't see a lot of that on Pearl or what else is over there, Girard, because they're not main streets. You wouldn't
They're not
go
main
to,
street.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, you know, you can go 35, and people do, but there again, it used to slow the traffic down when Pearl Street School was there because you had to.
Right, and I think that's good, but now, I don't know. It's this part of town is much like over where Mark Street was. You know, Mark Street used to have so much traffic over there near Greenwood that they had traffic lights. But they took those out when Mark Street School went away because the traffic loosened up so much over in that area. But I guess that's just change. I just wish they wouldn't have torn down all of those old schools because people cannot go back and visit their schools now.
Well, that's true, but boy, they got them down quick, didn't they?
They did, and nobody, has anybody built on any of the land?
Yes, they have, Scott. Now, you know down here on Pearl Street.
On Pearl.
The Pearl Street School. Yeah,
right.
But I don't know about the others.
Well, yeah, I mean, where Taft was, that's still vacated. Where Mark Street was, that's still vacant. Fair Park, you know, they built another school there, but they built it further back. So, you know, all the areas, to me, seem to still be...
And I think over there on is... in the West End there, what was that school? I used to go there all the time with the clothing locker. I worked the clothing locker.
Edison?
Was that what it was? The elementary?
Olney?
On over... past Uncomper, what was that there?
I know Olney was over in that area.
Well, yeah, but going on even further, you turn on Bell Fountain there, and it was at the corner of, is it Woodrow and Uncomper? Shoot. There's houses in there.
Oh, really? They built houses?
Yes, there is. Yeah.
They built
a bunch.
Now, this Harding Center opened up, I understand, this week. Now, I'm not sure if it's open to the public or not, or if they just did a tour. There really has not been much publicization of that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if... I always wondered if it's going to have the same trouble the Harding home has. That nobody really pays that much attention who lives in town.
Well, I guess that's typical, but there seems to be any number of people that still enjoy, especially during vacation time. You know, because the memorial is right in the hood here, and local here, You often, during the summer, you'll see cars parked down there and people going up and visiting the memorial. And I would think it would certainly draw people, so.
Well, the memorial, like I say, I you'll see it this Saturday with prom season still going on. You'll see all the kids there on Saturday. But I wonder, and nobody answered this last week, do they know that that's a tombstone?
What about it?
Well, I just... if you told somebody that you were going to, where are you going to go get your prom pictures taken? Well, I'm going to the graveyard, and I'm going to get them taken in front of a tombstone.
Oh, you know, Scott, in my yearbook, way back in the, during the, we all sat out behind the memorial. We all sat on the ground and had our picture taken. Now, it doesn't show the memorial, but we were sitting behind it because it had such a beautiful backdrop there.
Well, but isn't it funny? And it is. It's a beautiful, and I think it's marble, and it's kept up very well. But, you know, we call it a memorial, but it's really not. It really is their graves. They're buried
in there.
I know. Is it really a memorial? Because isn't a memorial more like a monument? I think once you're buried in there, it's a tombstone.
A tombstone?
I think it's a big tombstone. Well, like the Kaufman man, you know, the Kaufman guy, he's got a great big thing over there. And I don't think people call that a memorial. I think they call it a tombstone.
Well, but it was in memory of the president, and that's what signifies where you're from. You know, you're from Marion, Ohio, the home of Harding, you know, and all that. And I think that's why it's used in that manner.
Well, I think that's right, but do you think the kids know, because it's the kids, do you think the kids know that he and his wife are buried in there?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, I bet they don't. I bet they don't.
I don't know. Knowing my son and his wife and my old grandsons, they've been taught that, you know, because they just, that's the way they are. They teach their kids what things are about, and I'm sure they have, because I know they've taken pictures down there. So.
Well, it's just been funny to me that over the years, the two biggest uses of the Harding Memorial are prom pictures and sledding.
And don't they have the Boy Scouts go down there too? And there's other things.
I think on Memorial Day there tends to be some kind of ceremony, but not many people attend that. And I'm not. Mm-hmm. But again, I think it's because it's a grave, and you know, the sledding I don't have much trouble with because you know you're not really sledding on the memorial, but the prom pictures. You know, I get that it's a symbol, but I wonder why. You know, isn't it weird? I've been to other communities. I'm sure you have as well. We have a lot of presidents from Ohio. I think five that we claim, and then there's actually some conjecture because somebody was from somewhere else, so it's four or five, depending on which book you read. But isn't it funny how most towns, that cities that have presidents, actually have a statue of that president, or at least a bust? We don't have that.
Oh, well, I think it's probably because of the memorial. Everything went into that, and rightly so. So I would think that's why, you know, it's just that's that. And then, of course, we had the actual home, because I suppose other cities do too, but I don't know.
We've got cardinals.
Oh, now don't start.
Are those up yet? Because I'm just...
I haven't gotten any notices lately about the Cardinals. Usually they keep us in notice about them.
Well, see, because I know, I'm pretty sure the Cardinals are not up. Because I know it's going to be bumper to bumper when those things go up. I just can feel, I can feel it building because we've been doing this now for 2 years about these Cardinals. Now there's, you know what? I'll tell you why it's because, and I'm not trying to make fun of the Cardinals, but here's the thing about it. First of all, why is it taking 2 years? And number two, what is the point? Nobody ever really says what the point is.
Well, I guess other cities have symbols like that around the city where they can go, and it's kind of something for people to go and look at. I've never seen it. This is just what I've heard, and all I know is I was part of the committee that helped to choose what were the winning designs on the Cardinals and all that, and we're just kept up with how it goes. But when the artist passed away, that really just brought everything to a halt.
Oh, they died.
Oh, yes, the gentleman that was going to do these, he passed away.
Oh, well, right there's the problem.
Yes.
Oh, see,
yes,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So now who will be doing the Cardinals if he's gone?
I don't really know. We've been told, and I know I was also asked, about the kind of paint to use and all that because of what I use One Shot, which is a good sign paint. And so, when they were asking...
Well, that's interesting. Well, so when you were there at the beginning, why did they choose Cardinals?
Scott, that's our state bird.
Well, I know, but I you know, I just
and
thought...
And stand out?
Well, I'll be on the lookout.
Okay.
Now, are they going to be all over town or just downtown?
Downtown. In the downtown, they could be as far up as Vine Street Alley.
Oh, boy. I'll definitely be looking over there then. If they put a card there, I'll be over there. We're getting a message from one of our listeners here online that they think it's Edison, the school. I think it might be Edison.
Well, it was Edison Junior High, but what was the... Edison was a junior high, wasn't it?
Yeah, middle school.
Middle school. So, but this was the elementary school at the corner of, is it Woodrow and Unkaper?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but I'm trying to remember what that, wasn't it the name of the street? Silver Street.
No.
No, not Silver
Off
Street.
Off of Bell Fountain, yeah.
Off of Bell Fountain.
Unkaper School? It doesn't sound right.
Unkaper School. Well, I remember Silver Street. You know, Silver Street used to have a rough reputation.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where those kids ended up. Where did those kids end up?
Well, I knew of a lady that graduated from Silver Street. She was a good friend for many years.
So. I think that, you know, obviously some kids came out of there okay, but I know...
Alive.
Some kids came out alive. But I don't know why that school had such a bad reputation, but I do remember that, that it had a bad reputation. You know, we need a big cuckoo clock. That's what we need. Not the Cardinals. We need a big cuckoo clock.
So you can hear that going, oh, my God, Scott. Are you talking about the world's largest cuckoo clock?
I am. I was there this past weekend.
I got a quick story.
Okay.
Years ago, we went to see that. We stood in line, you know. We finally got up there. We got real good seats. We sat down. We watched it. And it was over pretty quick. And this one old gal that was sitting behind us, she goes, "Is that all there is to it?" And I just went...
See, she'd had enough.
I think she thought she didn't get her money's worth.
Well, now it's free.
Well, it was free then, too, but she still...
Oh, she wanted more action.
I climbed up here for that.
Well, you know, what I noticed about that, because I was there Saturday, and it was not a very... You know, it was an okay day. It wasn't the greatest weather day in May.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
Here I was at, like, 3:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday, and it goes off every half hour. People were gathered there. People
well,
had
sure,
their phones.
Everybody, they enjoy seeing that.
Right, which we need. So what do we have in here like that in Marion? We need something. That's a big novelty. And I bet when people were doing that, they said, "Oh, this is goofy. This is a." And now, every half hour, people show up just to watch that cuckoo clock go off.
It's going to be up to you to create some sort of a tourist attraction.
Well, I think so, because I just think that we could take a little plot of land and put something there that people want to see.
Those aren't Cardinals, right?
Well, is anybody in Marion going to say, "Oh, you know, look there, Billy, there's the Cardinals"?
Yeah.
I know. drive down to Delaware and get a carload and bring them up here to see the carcass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how do you know? They might.
Well, it might happen. I don't know.
But they got to get them up first.
Which apparently is a bigger project than we all had dreamed.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I would get ongoing emails. This is where we're at with it. So I'm not sure. Maybe the COVID, it's hard to tell.
One day they're going to ban me from downtown.
I know. I'm surprised they haven't tossed you out.
I know. I'll be banned from downtown forever.
I know. If anybody asks me, I say, Scott, who?
That's exactly right. But you know what? I don't go down there anyway, so it won't be any loss.
I know you don't.
We just got another message. Oakland Heights, was that it?
Oakland, yes. Oakland School,
That came from Jeannie Evers, who was out there listening.
Oh, Jeannie, okay, yeah, it was Oakland School.
Oakland Heights.
I used to go down there, and of course it's gone, but there are homes built in that area now. It looks very nice.
Oh, does it? I haven't been over there. They could ban me from that part of town, too. I don't go over
well,
there.
Yeah.
Are they going to put a cardinal over there?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't want to miss that, so. You know, I hope the people downtown understand that this is just a sense of humor thing. Because, you know, we got to kill time here every morning. So I'm not being this facetious about these cardinals. It's just, it's fun to talk about. But,
right.
You know, some people down there have no sense of humor downtown.
Well, they're working to, you know, build it up. And I think this street thing, I think that's a good idea. And
well, you know,
I've yet to try it.
I have to say, the street thing was not a bad idea at all. But I think the problem there was they didn't alert anybody that they were doing that. So
well, you
when,
don't want to alert people.
You don't want to alert people?
Don't even go there.
Well, I just think, like the water company, they must have a good PR department because they sent us stuff on the you know, street closures. They sent the Marion Star things on the street closures. So, you know, we were able to get that information out well before they did it. But it seems like, you know, downtown or other areas, you know, I don't know where they send their information when they're going to do something.
Right. But they don't really say too much, do they?
I don't know why. We would.
And you know, did you listen to Charlie and the show right before you?
I heard a little bit of that. George.
Yeah, what they were talking. Yeah, George. They were talking about how many places were lost during that whole remodeling of downtown. Didn't they think at the time the effect that was going to have?
You know, I still don't know. I know Ron Malone was the mayor then, and I know that, I don't know who was on council. I really don't know what the theory was behind that. But I think that's also when the roads went one way. I really don't know what the impetus for that was. It happened like in the early 80s. And I don't know what the reasoning was, because downtown by the early 80s was already losing a lot of business.
Right. And didn't they think about that? I mean, you know, they certainly had some sort of a study that would say, well, this is all fine and good, but you're going to lose so many places that it might affect your business.
Well, let me tell you this. If you went down to City Hall, you would find a room somewhere with about 1,700 file cabinets with 10,000 studies that have been done in Marion. We love to pay for studies. Now, what we do with those, I really don't have any idea.
We read them and then we vote on it and say, okay, sounds good.
Yep, and then we put that right in the closet and lock it away. But, I don't understand. I to this day, and people act like making the one-way streets, and I hate to get off on this tangent, but people act like making the one-way streets two-way again would be the biggest job in the world. Well, when they made them one-way, they got that done. So how hard would it be?
I don't know, because I never could understand. I mean, I know traffic lights, that's going to have an effect, and signage and that sort of thing. But don't you just, don't you just, once you get that out of the way, see, I'm picturing this, then don't you just say, okay, everybody, you can drive over here, and you can drive over here.
Well, don't we all, by this point, know which way of the road to drive on? Which side?
Unless you're in England.
You would think. I don't know. Well, I'm so glad, though, that Adam was able to help you out, and good luck on this giveaway today, because this is a good giveaway we've got coming up next hour.
This is exciting.
Now, you want to put a bet down on if we're going to get Pat Carroll at 9:30 or not?
I think today's the day, Scott.
I feel good about it because I've talked to her secretary now, and I think we're in a little better straits.
Yeah. Today's the day.
Today's the day. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, 740-383-9944. We thank our caller. Those are the type of calls I like, hearing good things that have happened on this station, on other shows, and also talking about things going on in the Marion area. Does anybody remember why the streets were made one way or why the parking was turned the way it was turned? Now we're trying to turn it back. I don't know. That mystifies me. 740-383-9944. Now, top of next hour, we're going to do our drawing for our big prize. And trust me, I think you will like this prize. This is a prize I would like to keep just to see it in action. Oh, Ryan picked up his corn salsa yesterday. Now, Ryan, did you have it last night? Because we all want to know how good the corn salsa was. That's what we want to know this morning. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Here's one.
I'm great. How are you?
Here's a little warning. Yeah, here's a little warning and advice. Yesterday afternoon, I had a phone call. It was a local number. So I answered it. Here, the scammer was on about Social Security that my account had been hacked, and they were calling me and whatever. So, they hung up on me. Well, the number that I got on my phone, I called that number back. The person that answered, I told her, she said it wasn't their number. So she was going to check into it and try to find out why her number was able to be hacked. But they asked her number, and then I get the call that I had been scammed and defrauded in whatever my account was broken into. But then they hung up on me. So if everybody's getting any numbers, look and make sure it's not a local number or whatever, because they're scamming them.
So it's a Social Security scam going on.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Social Security and IRS does not call you.
No, the IRS does not call you.
And Social Security does not call you. And but since I answered over Social Security, and you have been hit this and that. And so I called the person back, and they were unaware of it. They were on a second, so they've been rechecking their phones.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for the heads up, Bob.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, check your phone numbers. Even if it's a local number, Bob is absolutely right. People can be hacked. There's no doubt about that. It's a different kind of world out there now, unfortunately. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here today. We are, I'm interested to know if Ryan liked his corn salsa. He did pick it up yesterday. I don't know if he had the chance to eat it last night, if he had any tortilla chips laying around his house. 740-383-9944. Here we are. And we're going to do the drawing at the top of the next hour here, which should be in about 15 minutes. And hopefully we're going to check in with Pat Carroll at 9:30 this morning, see how she's doing and how her 94th birthday went last Wednesday on the Cinco de Mayo. We'll have Glenn Coble today from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday service later on today from 6:10 until 7 p.m. All right, we're going to break. Be back in about 15 minutes.
The Talking Place. for people like legendary comedian Shecky Green telling the funniest talk show story of all time about guest starring on Fantasy Island.
I was late.
Yes.
And as I always am for everything I do. And they were waiting for me. And he came up to me. He said, I want to tell you something. Did you know you made us wait? You know, I said, well, I'm very sorry. And I didn't realize my call was for later and everything. Then I sat down and his wife came up to me. And she says to me, Shecky, I'm everybody's wife. And they had just gotten married, by the way. And she said, beautiful girl. And she said to me, would you like a cup of coffee?